You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
From the text line, Ron, if I win that auction for the dinner, you ain't showing up with no lame diet. I want to see real Ron at work.
Damn.
Damn.
Pony up enough money, you might get it. He can be bought.
Is that my boy Ron?
Hey, you ain't lying, man. You want to see the real. You want to see the, man, I ain't.
I want to give that sausage a whirl.
I mean, I don't know if I've seen the heyday, Ron, in a minute, boy.
That one you told me stories about, like driving home from work and making a few stops?
It wasn't. I didn't make multiple stops.
I thought I was being dead serious. I thought that's what you told me.
I would get everything at one place.
Oh, I thought you said you'd go, like, somewhere to get something, and then you'd whip into, like, the Burger King and snag something.
And the only way that would even happen is if maybe I went and got a drink somewhere else because I wanted some sort of a slushie.
Baja
but
Blast.
No, I would roll over to Quick Trip, and they have an array of different slushy flavors over there. They got
all QT, huh?
White cherry, right cherry. They got Coke. They got it all over there. Cherry limeade. I'd mix it all.
Mmm. Wets my whistle just thinking about it.
That one time where I really felt bad about myself, and I don't know if you remember, this was a real fat stage, right? Just try to look myself in the mirror. I felt bad for all those people at that Sonic. When Sonic had they had them Oreos they were making. They had them fried, deep fried Oreos they had for a run there. And I just wanted to give them a try. And I was on my way to work and I said, hell, let me stop by. I rode through there and I just sat there and I said, you know what? There is no reason for me to get this. I do not need this. I do not need these deep fried Oreos. And I just burned out. And I had to drive past them because I was behind another car to drive through it real fast. I felt bad, but I felt better. I knew I didn't need to eat them Oreos. It ate at me all day too. Those people. I should have called up there and apologized to them. But no, man, we'll have a good time. Again, as the texter said, tomorrow, big day, the Reggie and Ron Radiothon, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., 12 hours of our Radiothon, and you can donate any amount will help as we're trying to help the Houston Food Bank as they are they're in need, man. As we've said before, their budget's been cut by $11 million, but they are still expected to service the 18 counties and over 1 million people that they service, and we want to just be able to help in some way. We want to do this every year. This is the first year, and as I said earlier, I know the power of Sports Radio 610 and the great people in Houston, and I know you all will help us help them out and step forward. So join us tomorrow, 6 a.m., 6 p.m., you can text to donate. Text Sports Radio 610 to 71777. That's Sports Radio 610 to 71777 to make a donation. Do your thing. All right, Clint. If I were to tell you the way that this Texans offense is constructed, if I were to say they've got C.J. Stroud, they've got these weapons, and I said they should lean towards maybe really kind of being a pass-first team the way that Kansas City and Cincinnati are. Okay. If they should lean that way with Nico and some of the receivers they have, to where the way that they set the tone is passing the ball, right? We've talked about it. There are some teams who pass the ball to set up the run, and then there are some teams who run the ball to set up the pass. The Texans have kind of tried to do both over the last couple of years. I think the Chiefs and the Bengals are teams that throw the ball to set up their run game. If I told you that is where the Texans should go with their personnel, would you agree with it?
No.
No, you wouldn't?
No.
And they say no.
Unfortunately, no. I believe in C.J. Stroud 100%, Ron. I just don't believe that they got the supporting cast to pass the football to set up the run.
Yeah.
I don't believe that they have the supporting cast right now to spread defense.
You think they got the quarterback to do it?
Oh, yeah. I think the quarterback to do it, absolutely. I think they got quarterback to do damn near anything they want to do other than have some kind of mobile quarterback run system. I think the supporting cast is not there. And I'll be completely honest with you. I think they could get away with being that team, but I think they've got to take advantage of what we know to be true after what we saw C.J. Stroud's first year. He is an elite processor of defenses. He is an elite distributor of the football. And I think as long as he focuses on distributing the football on time, taking care of himself, taking care of his offensive line. In this case, he's going to have to take care of his offensive coordinator until he grabs his footing at some point in time during the year. I think that's got to be the path for the Texans offensively. Play really good defense, be smart and efficient on offense, and you can win a bunch of football games. We'll figure out down the road exactly who they are and what Nick Caley wants to do. But I think if we had to put a style on this offense, or an approach on this offense.
So are you saying they should be run heavy? Or, I mean, not run heavy, but run to set up the pass?
No. I think they should strive to be balanced. I think they should strive.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I have to be quarterback-centric, but more from a cerebral standpoint of C.J. Stroud. We are putting everything on your shoulders in a Tom Brady fashion. Get us in the right play. Make the smart throw. Keep us ahead of our chains. Let the game dictate how aggressive you are or you aren't, right? Like to me, that is the way that this team ultimately finds its footing. And to be honest with you, I think that's the best version of C.J. Stroud. Do I think C.J. Stroud's going to go out there and throw for 5,000 yards a season like that? No. I think C.J. Stroud should strive to be the guy he was his rookie year. If that ends up being a guy that throws for the most yards per game, then so be it. But he should damn sure strive for the fewest interceptions, the fewest sacks, taking care of the football. And with this defense, I think you win a lot of football games. And like I said before, I think that's the best version of C.J. Stroud. Because what you do have with C.J. Stroud is you got a guy that when the game dictates, like his rookie year against Tampa Bay, when the game dictates that you got to go 70 yards in 30 seconds, he can do it.
Yeah.
You got to get in the shootout, he can do it. But I just don't know that that brand of football is going to win with this particular cast.
The thing that is interesting to me is they've brought in a guy like Nick Chubb, and they have clearly expressed that they feel they needed to get more physical up front on the offensive line, and they have brought, I would say, we'll see what happens, but they've brought more physical players
right
up front. So in a way, it looks like they want to be where he came from. They want to be San Francisco or Detroit, who both of those teams, you wouldn't say they don't pass the ball, right? You know, Detroit with Amaron St. Brown and Williams and Jameson Williams and LaPorta. But when you look at that team, they're establishing the run. Like that's their they pass off of their run game. The Niners the same way. You wouldn't say Brock Purdy doesn't throw the football, but they are a team that is set up by the run first to get physical. So they bring in Nick Chubb to go with Mixon. You could see them go in that direction, but then they also bring in Nick Cayley and some of the things he has said, which I definitely hope this isn't the direction they go. And that is the old game plan. Hey, whatever the opponent does or doesn't do well, we look at what the opponent and we base it off of that and not necessarily the things that we definitely want to get accomplished game in and game out. So they look like they could set up to go multiple ways.
Well, the problem is we don't have any idea what this offensive line is going to look like. That's the supporting cast I'm talking about. I mean, I would love to see this team get into 11 personnel with three wide receivers, one tight end, one running back on the field, and spread them out. Let CJ cook. I would love to see that. I don't think you have the offensive line to do it, right? I guess the belief or the thought is based on the guys that they brought in is that they're going to put a heavy emphasis on running the ball, like you said. Are those guys going to be good enough to do that? Get that done. You know, can you do that with Dalton Schultz? Can you do that? You know, can you do that with really no fullback? Can you do that with like what exactly are the Texans going to look like offensively? I think it's the biggest question out there, definitely in Houston, but it's a big question in the NFL. What is this offense going to look like? Because CJ Stroud would allow you to do a lot of things. His skill set will tell you that. But what can you actually get away with doing?
Because they wanted to be pass first last year, but their guys up front didn't allow it.
Yep.
Even with the injuries. Yeah, it's.
I'd say we just be smart. That's what I would do.
I don't love the thought of, all right, here we go, each week is going to be different. This is what we're going to do.
Well, I don't think you do that. I don't think you do that. I think CJ Smart is a smart enough guy and a cerebral enough quarterback, like one of the best in the league, to where if you've got a 4-inch thick playbook, you can have that thing wide ass open every game. And you can do what you do. You can be more multiple because CJ Stroud allows you to do that. You don't completely change your game plan. No, you just have great answers across the board, right? I don't like the game. I'm with you. I don't like the game plan offense. That wherever that term came from, I hate hearing it.
One person really make it work.
Yeah, I hate hearing it. Yeah.
Okay, calm down. All right, he hates hearing it, folks. Coming up as we continue here, T Mills' best bets. He's had a pretty good week. He's going to rebound off of yesterday's, really, you know, I think he just got screwed, to be honest with you. Yesterday's rough outing. He'll win you a little cash today as he's been hot outside of yesterday.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.